Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Day 29. This is the Avyakta Murli of 13th February 1999. Double foreigners are those who celebrate in pleasure, clap with one hand. You are enjoying yourself now, but don't become confused when you return home. The Shiv Jayanti of today symbolizes two important things. Firstly, people hold a fast or take a vow on this day. Double foreigners do not have to celebrate it in this way. It is the people of Bharat who celebrate in this way. And so, because of the importance of this day, they hold a fast. The second thing is that they stay awake throughout the night. All of you are observing your fast, are you not? Have you made the vow you took firm? Or is it sometimes firm or sometimes weak? You do not like anything that tastes unripe. You only like things that are ripe, don't you? So what vows have you taken? What first vow did Baba make you take? What was the first vow you took when you had the tilak of awareness applied on you? Do you remember it? It is the vow of complete purity. It is the oath pratigya of complete purity. As soon as the father said it, your children adopted it. So Baba is saying, you take vow. Which vow? Vow of complete purity. And what is complete purity? This is the Murli of Shivratri. So Baba said, in the world, they do two things. First, fast, and second, Jagrata. That is known as awakening. Staying awake the whole night. Just as they do these two things, you also do these two things. And the real fast is to stay away from the diet of impure thoughts. From the diet of impure thoughts, impure feelings, toxic feelings, toxic emotions, toxic imagination, impure imagination, impure fantasies, impure relationships, impure drishti, impure vritti, impure dreams, impure relationships, impure behavior, impure words, impure actions. Everything which is impure is relinquished. You have to forego all that is impure. That is complete purity. Purity is not just about actions, but it starts somewhere deep in the mind. Actions are merely the result of what is happening at the level of mind. So purity goes deep within. In fact, purity is the very nature of the soul. To come back to that original pristine stage of purity, that original stage of purity which soul is, This is the greatest joy of life. This is the highest joy. Where purity becomes natural, where you don't have to strive, where there is no force, where there is no suppression, no escapism, no running away. So there are three things which a person does. This is a person, this is a man, and this is a woman. This is woman or this is man. Anybody who takes the vow of purity, it is taught to them. Either run away from them. Don't be in touch or contact with them. Because they might prove to be trigger. In one way they are right. But then this philosophy leads to suppression. Repression. And repression is not purity. Some people indulge in each other. But again, the result is sorrow. Again, the result is suffering. It appears pleasure on the surface. But all those pleasures of lust, they are just biological gymnasium, nothing else. Just release of some hormones leading to temporary sense of pleasure, which soon converts into frustration. All the physical pleasures, they are temporary, deceptive, illusory, and they really do not give you pleasure, but they appear to give you pleasure. They are will-o'-the-wisps, they are like an oasis in the desert. Mrigamarichika. You feel there is a water, but when you go near, water is not there. All sensual pleasures exist only in imagination. The real pleasures are not there. That's why every person enters into those pleasures of sin, ultimately meets with frustration. So this path, one is the path of indulgence, another is the path of running away, another is running away, and third is separation, to suppress it. But these desires are so strong, so vehement, that they can't be suppressed. And the more you try to suppress, the more powerful, volcanic they become. So what is the way out? The sensual desires. The whole world is drowned in it. In those desires. If suppression is not the path, if repression is not the path, if escapism is not the path, if indulgence is not the path, what is the way out? Transmutation. What is the path? Transmutation. You convert these sensual desires into spiritual desires. The desire remains, the energy remains, but the energy which was flowing down now starts moving up. It is the same energy. It is not some different energy. A musician is playing his music. It is the same sensual energy that has turned into the energy with which he is using his mind for that play, for that game. It is the same energy which is turned in getting transmuted into that higher power. In Hindi or Sanskrit, they use the word Ritambara. It is the same energy which was going down. Now that energy starts moving up. Urdhvareta. It was going down earlier. Now the same energy starts moving up. They say this is the root chakra. And from root chakra, the energy moves to the crown chakra. As a new direction is given to that energy, the energy starts flowing up. And this flow of the energy can manifest in any manner. The person can become a speaker. The person can become an excellent karma yogi. A person can excel in any of the spheres of science he chooses. He can become a best scientist or anything. He can become an artist, a singer, a dancer. Anything. The same energy which was getting spent in frivolous activities now is given a lofty direction and moves up. And all these things are just the manifestation of those energies. So Baba says, 63 births you had been wasting your energy. Now do not waste this energy. Let it move up, let it flow up, let it go up. And then see the miracles. What happens? There are four types of intellect. Buddhi. What are they? One is buddhi. Buddhi itself means a sharp intellect. Second is medha buddhi. Medha buddhi means a very sharp intellect. Even sharper than this first category. Where person remembers the past births. Where person is highly intelligent. And very firm grasp. If you read something, you just remember it. Very intellectual person. That is known as Medha Buddhi. The third is Ritambara Buddhi. This is also a very high stage of intellect. Where even without reading, one knows things. Even without going through formal education. Person may not have gone to schools, but he has this very firm intellect. Not just firm, but a pure intellect. Very, very pure intellect. And the fourth is Pragya Buddhi. This is even higher, the highest. Where impurity cannot even touch such a soul. It's a higher stage of evolution. Where you see things as they are, not interfered by prejudices, by bias, unbiased, untainted, unstained, unadulterated, undefiled, extremely pure, sacrosanct, sacred intellect. That is the third type of intellect, where purity is natural. Person doesn't read about it, but every word that is spoken comes from the depth of purity. Every thought that is generated creates waves of purity in the atmosphere. The very presence of such an intellect, the very presence of such a person at any place purifies that place. So they have the power to purify places, persons, to bring about transformations in their lives. It's shown like Buddha was going and that person comes, Angulimala. And just by the mere contact with this soul, that robber got changed. This is that Pragya Buddhi. So Baba says, those people do fast and they stay awake at night. So your fast is the fast of impure thoughts. So are you doing dry fasting or intermittent fasting? 6 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours or 24 hours? All 24 hours without impure food, impure diet. Today the world is filled with high calorie impure diet. And that's why obesity is increasing. Person is becoming obese, overweight. Because the diet is very heavy. Where from they are deriving their diet? From cinema, from media, from advertisements. From filthy literature, books, magazines, songs, serials, channels. So these are the sources of heavy, impure diet news. So the world does not have sattvic food. These are all cheap, low, tamopradhan category of diet which is available in the world, and the whole world is feeding on this diet, and because of this diet the whole humanity has become diseased. They are suffering from the diseases of maha, of these vices. That's why Baba says you are maharogi, not just rogi. What is maharog? Where the treatment is quite difficult, where the disease has become chronic. Disease is chronic. It is not like malaria or fever that you give some treatment and it goes away. The disease has become chronic. It's like cancerous growth. So, you know, in cancer, if you tell somebody do fasting, you will be okay. He does fasting and comes back, I am not okay. So it is not just one day fasting which will help, because the disease is very deep. The cells have become cancerous. So very long-term treatment is needed for that. So anything which is chronic is maharog, something like that. Or for which treatment is not available. Or treatment is there but it is insufficient. Or research is still going on. Or we really do not know how to treat. It's only the joy of doctors. For example, a doctor comes heavily. A patient is there, is suffering so much from so many months and nobody is understanding him and nobody has diagnosed what is the problem with him. And an intellectual doctor comes and he comes with a battery of investigations and comes with tests. And he's overjoyed and he comes to and calls the patient, please come, we have found out what you are having. The patient comes with a lot of hopes. He says, please let me know, doctor, what is the problem? He says, you are suffering from such a rare disorder. We have found out. And we are going to publish a paper on this in the next international conference. He says, okay, but what about the treatment? He said, treatment we don't know. We have got some paper to publish. And we have just labeled it. You are suffering from this particular disease. That's it. But treatment is not there. So what is the use to the patient? Simply labeling, simply diagnosing is not enough. That's why God is called Vaidya. Vaidyanath. Yami Guru Sharanam Bhava Vaidyam. He is Bhava Vaidyam. He breaks free you of this Bhava Chakra. Of life and death. And the greatest disease, the greatest illness, the greatest ailment with which the humanity is struck is lust. That's why Baba says, you also have to do fast. You also have to stay alert, awake. They stay awake whole night, Jagrata, in Shivratri. And what about you? You have to stay alert every moment. You have to stay vigilant every second. One moment of carelessness and fall. The rise and fall. One moment of vice, one moment of lust, and all the spiritual powers are gone. So it's a play of 1 second. So, vow of complete purity. So this is the Avyakta Mudli of 13th February 1999. Baba is saying, what first vow did Baba make you take? What was the first vow you took when you had the tilak of awareness applied on you? Do you remember it? The vow of complete purity. So this is the one word which is stressed upon in so many mudlis. As soon as the father said it, you children adopted it. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Day 29th. Double foreigners are those who celebrate in pleasure. Clap with one hand. You are enjoying yourself now. But don't become confused when you return home. The Shiva Jayanti of today symbolizes two important things. Firstly, people hold a fast or take a vow on this day. Double foreigners do the people of Bharat who celebrate in this way, and so because of the importance of this day, they hold a fast. The second thing is that they stay awake throughout the night. All of you are observing your fast, are you not? Have you made the vow you took firm? Or is it sometime firm and sometimes weak? Do you like anything that tastes unripe? You only like things that are ripe, don't you? So what vow have you taken? What first vow did Baba make you take? What was the first vow you took when you had the tilak of awareness applied on you. Do you remember it? The vow of complete purity. As soon as the father said it, you children adopted it. Avyakta Murli, 13 February 1999. Om Shanti.